Welcome to CBT News with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick with CBT News. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. The shortage of new vehicle inventory has led to a decline in sales and an uptick in stress for many of you. Cox Automotive is reporting that August was the fourth consecutive month of slowing sales for new vehicles. On today's show, we're pleased to welcome Charlie Chesbro, Senior Economist and Senior Director of Industry Insights at Cox Automotive, to walk us through what is happening and how dealers are responding in the Q3 Cox Automotive Dealer Sentiment Index. Charlie, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
I would imagine you have to be a very busy man these days with everybody pulling at your coattail saying, Charlie, guide us through this. Tell us what we need to, how do we read these numbers and what does it all mean? You know, with August behind us, what are the main positive or negative takeaways that auto dealers should be aware of?
Well, I think one of the positives is certainly that there's still interest out there from consumers for vehicles. I mean, the demand remains on both the new and the used side. We know that consumers want to buy these products. It's really just a market that's constrained on the supply side. And I think, unfortunately, one of the things that dealers are going to have to get ready for is that this problem isn't going to be going away anytime soon. And we're going to be looking at a tight supply market, certainly through the rest of this year. And the more talk that we hear coming from the manufacturers themselves is that this problem is going to linger into 2022 as well.
Jeez, yeah. August retail sales numbers were down and from July and down from August, from 2020. Is this the turning point of, you know, that we've been waiting for on where new vehicle sales volume is now suffering because of low supply?
Well, certainly, you know, the sales pace that we saw in August was 13.1 million, so far below what we would expect in sort of a normal, healthy 17 million market. And I think this, what we're seeing now is that the situation is so tight out there that it's just getting difficult for vehicle buyers that are looking for a certain color, that are looking for a certain trim package. You just are going to have a very difficult time if you're a picky buyer out there trying to find exactly what you want. And I think what we're finding is that the successful dealers out there are probably steering their customers more and more towards ordering. And it's really the customer that's coming in and saying, I need to go home with a vehicle today, that is really going to be under a challenge. It's more the folks that can come in and be patient, order their vehicle, are willing to wait a few weeks or longer for that vehicle to come in. They're going to get exactly what they want. Now, they may not be able to get a fantastic price, but I don't think you're going to get a fantastic price coming in on a Saturday and trying to go home that day either in this environment. So it's a new environment for everybody.
Yeah, and it seems like consumers seem to be okay with that. As long as they can get the car, they're accepting these, you know, sticker MSRP deals or even above. You know, some dealers are putting some add-ons on the car or what have you and saying, hey, that's the way it sits. That's the way it's going to be sold, and that's the number. And take it or leave it, right? But consumers are saying, okay, I'll take it. Let's move on.
Well, thus far, and we've certainly, you know, at a 13.1 million pace, those consumers are certainly willing to pay these higher prices. I think we have to accept that there are some consumers out there that are now waiting in the market. They won't want to pay these high prices. They don't want to be patient in terms of having to order. And so I'm sure there are some folks out there that are sitting on the sidelines waiting for all of the dust to settle around this. But as I said, they may have to get back in whether they want or not, because this situation is going to be with us certainly for the next few quarters.
Sure. So that in and of itself is probably good news. Dealers are hearing that news and saying, well, Charlie, that means that there's going to be a surge as soon as these cars hit, you know, the lot in 2022 or even 2023 and things start to get back to normal. That means what you're saying is there'll be that pent up demand for those buyers that say, no, I'm going to wait. And I'm going to try to cut a better deal. I don't want to pay sticker price for a vehicle.
I think that's right. I think we're going to see, as these products start to come back in, that the chip problem subsides, we're going to see the consumers coming back to try and buy these vehicles, and they're going to want them. What's going to be interesting is do we have truckloads of vehicles all of a sudden show up, and the dealer lots are back to having hundreds of vehicles everywhere? I don't think that environment's going to return, or certainly not anytime soon. And so it is going to be more of a piecemeal that, hey, your vehicle is here, come pick it up. I think those are the phone calls that dealerships are going to be making here throughout the fourth quarter for the customers that have been coming in and ordering.
Yeah, it's a good point. So, there's no end in sight for the chip shortage, unfortunately. How is the chip shortage influencing the guidance that you're giving to OEMs and dealers?
Well, I got to say, it's a very fluid environment right now. It's impacting everybody. I don't think there's a manufacturer that can say that they haven't been impacted by this at this point. But certainly some manufacturers have been hit a little bit harder than others. I think the Detroit 3, particularly Ford, was hit pretty hard and pretty early in terms of the chip crisis. They've seen their market share really dwindle in the second quarter of this year. But now we're hearing from Toyota and some of the other Asian manufacturers that they're starting to have to make significant cuts in production. So I think that, you know, those that maybe were hit early are maybe going to have a little bit of a reprieve as they're able to kind of catch up a little bit. Those that hadn't been hit so hard yet, I think, are going to start to see and hear in the third quarter and into the fourth that their sales are going to start to get disrupted. But, it's really just a fluid environment. And what the only guidance we can really give dealers right now is that the outlook, there's still strong demand out there, but it's going to be constrained by what the manufacturers can actually produce. And right now, we have about a little over a million vehicles sitting on dealer lots out there right now. We need about 5 million more throughout the rest of this year, or maybe even more than that, to meet what demand is going to be for the rest of this year. That's where the constraint's going to be in, because it's hard to know what is the chip orders, what is the production capabilities of all these different manufacturers. It's going to be specific to each plant and each order all around this country and everywhere else that they manufacture.
Sure, sure. With all of this that's going on right now in this automotive arena, what are some of the lessons that dealers and OEMs can take away from all of this? Do you think they'll operate their dealerships differently? Or better yet, do you think the OEMs, and I've asked this question a number of times here in the last 6 months specifically, do you think they'll come away from this and say, well, wait a minute, if gross profits are up, we don't have to spend a ton of money on incentives, if any in money on incentives, to try to get consumers to buy our cars. The consumers, won't be forced to go from dealership to dealership in their market to try to get a better price on the same vehicle, because every dealer's got, an overabundance of the same car. Do you think the takeaways could possibly be that OEMs ship less cars to dealers? Not a 10-day supply, but maybe 45 or 50?
I definitely think that that's what's going to, the idea that we're going to get back to 60 or 80 days of supply, like we had sort of in the early days, certainly back in 2019, I think the industry is going through a transformation, and I think we're going to see a much larger percentage of customers buying via ordering. I think incentives are going to be geared much more towards ordering. Those who are patient will be able to get a better price, and that's really kind of different than the way it used to be. It used to be, hey, come on in today, I'll cut you a good deal on a product I already have. What we're now going to do is we're going to try and reward folks. Hey, come on, come on in and order. I'll give you a discount for being patient. It's the person who's impatient that may have to pay a bit of a premium. So I do think that there's going to be a transformation for the industry. We definitely need more supply than we have here today. I think you're right that we're going to see an environment where many more dealers are going to be pushing their customers to be buying online, much more digital retailing. I think the situation out there is one that we're going to see a very significant change in how folks buy vehicles.
Sure, sure. So I know it's hard to believe, but, here we are heading toward the end of Q3 in 2021 already. It's just incredible how fast this year has gone by. What are your expectations or predictions for Q4, and how will we close out this year, do you think, in your opinion?
Well, like I said, it's a very fluid environment. If we look at the environment for the manufacturers themselves, the guidance that they've been giving over the last few weeks is that their manufacturing operations are severely disrupted still by the chip crisis. They're not getting the chips that they need to do their production requirements out there. I think we've seen from Toyota, Honda, Ford, General Motors, they've all made announcements just in the last, 10 days about having to make significant cuts in production. So I think that what we're looking at the fourth quarter is more of the same, a very tight inventory environment. It might even get a little bit tighter here in September. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see the SAR possibly even lower this September, particularly when Labor Day is such a big selling season for the industry. And normally we have this rollover period where the old model years are discounted as we're bringing in the new model years. all of that's out the window. We don't have that going on this year. And so the surge of sales activity we usually see in early September isn't happening this year. And so I think that the sales are really going to be constrained this month. But when we look beyond, I think when we get into the outlook out there, there's little reason to think that consumers still aren't going to want to buy these vehicles, that the demand is there. It's not going to be fulfilled. And that means that the margins are going to be strong on these vehicles. So I think dealers have to be prepared that margins are going to remain strong, but volumes are going to be challenged. And that's just going to be the environment here throughout the rest of this year.
So you really think that if the lots were full of cars right now, we'd hit our 17, maybe 18 million SAR for 2021? And that's how strong the market still is?
Well, if the lots were full and the incentives and the discounting and all that that goes along with a full car lot marketplace, I think that combination, yeah, we probably could get back towards the 17 million market.
Wow.
But it's really the combination of the short supply and now the resulting higher prices that are going to keep some folks away. But I will say this, that, you know, the surge that we've had with COVID in recent months, I do think that we've had a dip in consumer confidence. I think consumers may be a little bit more reluctant to jump at these vehicles, particularly if they have this thinking that, boy, if I can be patient, these prices will come down. I won't have to pay the sticker price on this vehicle or above. That may have some folks pull back from the market. But in general, we're looking at one where it's still a robust economy out there, that people need transportation. And the industry's in a situation where if consumers don't want these vehicles, the fleet side of the industry certainly does. They're well below what they were doing back in 2019. We're hearing all kinds of stories about fleet companies, rental car companies looking for vehicles that they can provide for their customers. We may see the industry start to turn more towards fleet if the consumer side starts to wane, but we're just not there yet.
That's right. That's right. Well, Charlie Chesbro, Senior Economist and Senior Director of Industry Insights for Cox Automotive, I want to thank you so much for joining us once again here on CBT News. Our dealer viewers get so much out of your visits here with us, so thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Thanks for watching CBT News, the voice of the retail automotive industry. Fitzpatrick, Pash, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.